tools of the trade, thanks to Music Planet.
I don't know.
Welcome, Ukiah.
Hey guys, how you going this evening?
Good. Thanks, good.
You obviously just met Steve Simpson before.
Yeah, first time.
Steve Simpson, a bit of a muso himself, had a few bands, Husk, the Steve Simpson...
the Steve Simpson failure.
The Steve Simpson disaster.
There was a short-lived The Steve Simpson Party, which was kind of meant to be sort of like a political party, but no one voted for it, so...
Or came to the shows?
What shows?
All right, Ukiah Brown, this is about you, though, and your...
It's all about me.
Guitar pedals. Do you want to talk us through your setup and give us a bit of history about yourself?
Well, the setup is kind of just fuzz pedals and one delay and just some crazy boost. And a really cool wah pedal that Karen Cullington actually gave me. So that's pretty special to me. Lucha Lounge buzz. So, yeah. But other than that, Les Paul and then at the moment a Marshall. That's really it.
Now, you Big Hungry, this is sort of Big Hungry's baby of a feature. Yeah. So he kind of gets people to just, you know, talk the audience through their pedals and maybe play a little bit on the guitar so people get an idea of the sound.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Well, I'll plug her in and give her a blast.
Sweet. We can give it a bit of a one-by-one sort of a thing as well.
All good.
Or how do you run them? Do you just sort of do one at a time or do you run them all... at the same time through.
So this is just the amp. It's kind of that like.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
You can drive it a bit more than that. Like. Is that too loud?
No, go.
That's better.
No, we're right.
Is it right? And then of course this one is the Russian Big Muff. Which is built like a Russian tank.
I'm most excited to hear this one.
Yeah, I mean.
Can we hear a whole chord with the Big Muff? Holy moly.
Yeah,
do the Russians still make a Russian Big Muff?
As far as I know, I don't think so. Not in this model anyway. Everyone's kind of after these green ones.
They look very military, don't they? They look like military issue.
Have you had a Big Muff at some stage?
I had a Big Muff, and it was almost too much fuzz for me.
Too much?
It was, as I got sort of softer and wussier, the Big Muff would just take me to a place that I couldn't control. It was like a runaway horse.
Yeah, they're kind of a bit weird. They kind of just, they can just like drop the volume a whole bunch. That's why these green ones I think pretty damn sought after, because all the other ones are just, they don't have the volume boost.
Yeah, I had a green one. I just can't remember what happened to it. I suspect
espionage. Back in Russia.
Yeah.
Might be that one.
They came and did some reconnaissance. so I guess then my next one, this is the first pedal I ever bought, is... A Seymour Duncan Tweak Fuzz, and I'm not quite sure if it's going to be. So it's a little bit more 60s sounding, I guess.
That's a pretty nice sound, I reckon, Johnny.
Yeah, I quite like that as well. To me, I was like, what does that sound like? I was like searching for songs in my head. Is there any particular artist that would use that pedal or be big fans of it?
All I know is I've looked at some reviews of it. I think it's meant to sound a bit Jimmy Pagey or Jimi Hendrixy.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. And then I guess this Memory Man, I don't really use it. It's kind of a looper too. So kind of spacey.
It looks kind of complicated, that one.
Yeah. reverse effect, so you can like do this.
Oh wow!
So it does that kind of 60s, yeah.
And at the moment, you're playing with Billy TK.
Yeah, I mean, Billy and I, we kind of just play together whenever Billy's in town. But we actually just recorded a record with Bob Frisbee, and we kind of did it the day after the Endless Boogie shows. And basically, what that band is, it's just like a big jam band, and I kind of write some riffs and structure some songs, and then we just get Billy in there and try to basically get that 60s stone guitar out of him, and that's kind of what we got.
Is it like blues jam and E?
Yeah, more or less, but yeah, more riffy. Yeah, it's like riffy blues jam and E.
Mm-hmm.
And should, I think we've got one.
We've got one? I do have one. Should we, Steve Simpson, if you pass me that little aux chord.
There we go. Not too much to do there. Give us a bit of a
bed. Yeah, this track's called Hurahurama, which is the Māori name for Jerusalem on the Whanganui River.
Cool. Featuring some of these pedals.
Yeah, this is the exact rig, actually. The Slit Marshall and stuff, so yeah. Sweet. And Billy's obviously shred-dogging over the top, so. And I'm shredding as well.
Thank you.
Man, there's some wailing going on there.
Yeah, there is indeed. Just Billy letting loose, really.
So he just does he just shred and shred?
Yeah, it kind of seems like it, I guess, now that I look back over it all. We kind of just lay this platform, and sometimes him and I'll go toe-to-toe with some licks, but other than that, he just kind of...
So he'll step back and give you a turn?
Yeah, he does, yeah. He's pretty good. He's kind of, like, when you're in there, he'll kind of just look at you. But he's always wearing these sunglasses a lot of the time, so you're kind of like, you're not sure what he's up to. Especially with Marshall, the drummer, he always... Marshall's like in the middle of, you know, getting some beat going, and then all of a sudden it'll just turn and be like drum solo, and Marsh is just like straight into it.
So it's more about watching his eyebrows if he's wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
Or the direction of his head, his face. You gotta assume he's looking at you, but
Well basically when we did this record, he comes in and he wears a suit, but he doesn't wear a shirt, so he's topless underneath the jacket.
Did you tell me he's 71, right?
Yeah. He's still going pretty well. Touring everywhere.
Awesome.
And you were just saying that you've recently come back from Europe.
Yeah. So I got back from Europe at the beginning of the year, and so it was... It basically came up because I saw some train tickets drop out of Billy's gig bag, and I was like, Bill, you've been up in Amsterdam, because I saw the same train tickets that I was getting, and he was like, yeah, man, I was up there doing some peace talks and playing, and...
So Billy TK, he still tours Europe.
Yeah,
he goes. Does peace talks? Does he also play music as well?
Yeah, he'll play by himself like a drum machine. So that's kind of why we're getting these kind of psych bands back together to get him to let rip.
He's a national treasure.
He is indeed.
What about his son? Do you play with him?
Nah. I'm not sure what the situation is there, but there's a little bit of competition because I think.
They've both got the same name. That's going to just fuel the competition.
Well, I think Billy TK Jr. is more like that Stevie Ray Vaughan blues, and Bill's the psychedelic Sora, you know.
Oh, so they're like from competing camps almost.
Well, I know Bill doesn't compete, but apparently there was a little bit of competition. I better watch it. Someone could be listening. Okay. I might get in trouble, but I'll leave it at that, all right?
Yeah, is there anything else on your pedal board to show us off?
There's this pedal called the Analogizer, which is like one of my favorite kind of soloing pedals. It's kind of like two guitars in one, and it's got a boost. Let's see what we got here. Oh, it sounds a bit out of tune.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a boost. And then I've got this magnetic effects pedal, which is made by Christian from the Datsuns, and he makes them in London. It's kind of like a boost, but just also cleans your tone up. I just got it recently. So it's like... So I mean, a lot of my pedals sound the same, but
he should call it the Christian.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a ripping name for a guitar pedal. Oh wow, you've got a Christian.
You're saying a lot of the stuff he makes will give you pitch perfect Datsun tone?
Yeah, basically he's got this, I think it's called the White Atom, and that is just like first Datsun's record, tone in a box. You just turn it on any setting and it's, pretty killer. And then the final pedal is this Voxwah that I got from Karen from Lucha Lounge, and it's pretty cool. Just like your wah. Noodle Central.
Rad.
That's awesome.
Now, we've got some Husk in the system, which is one of your bands.
Yeah, well, Husk is my main band, main trio. We haven't really been playing the last year, obviously, since I've been away, but we will be back. But this is actually our first single, I think, that got to number one on BFM for quite a while. It's called My Love. And,
Cool. Well, hey, thank you very much for coming in, Ukiah.
All good, guys.
And thank you to Music Planet. If you would like to pick yourself up some guitar, pedals, effects, musical instruments, be sure to head on to Music Planet. They're Auckland-wide. There's lots of stores. Just go check them out. This is Husk. Ukiah Brown featuring on that Husk song there.
Yeah, that's me.
And you were just saying you've got a show coming up this weekend.
Next weekend. Next Saturday. I think it's 29th at the Nightingale, which is a new club in the Viaduct.
Whereabouts is it down the Viaduct? Good question.
It's actually next to Danny Doolin's, but it's owned by the same people as Cassette, so...
They're trying to get some live music happening down there?
Yeah, they're getting like good live music.
Oh, is that like underneath Dr. Rudy's?
It's was that the new place with the beer brewing upstairs? Or?
With the bowling alley.
Maybe
what?
It's that one.
With the bowling alley.
It's got a bowling alley.
It's where Snapdragon used to be.
Yep. I saw the sign actually.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I know where it is.
Yeah, so they're getting some pretty good music in there. So, yeah.
Damn.
Next Saturday, going to have the full band rocking out. Ukiah Brown and the Low Flying Lovers.
Sweet.
Cheers, dudes.
Cool.
Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in store or at musicplanet.co.nz.